I Can't Believe It's News.
You are fake news.
With Brad and John.
All right, this is real life imitating art. Remember those commercials? A pretty clever little campaign from Pemco Insurance. We're one of you. You know, you blue tarp camper, we're one of you. You know, you remember that commercial where you, Mr. Northwest driver, we're one of you, where the cars pull up to the intersection. No, you go. No, you go first. No, I insist. You go. You know what I mean? It's like
okay.
Everybody's real nice when you come to the intersection. It's a funny commercial campaign they're running. Well, Canadian drivers are causing too many accidents because they're too nice. In the town of Summerside, Prince Edward Island, they're telling people, hey, stop being so nice and waving people out in front of you because that's the nice thing to do. Oh, you go first because there are so many accidents. The Summerside police released a text the other day. Motorists, please don't be the nice person who waves a driver across two lanes of traffic. Although you may have good intentions, it's leading to collisions. They say they even included a little diagram of a nice driver sending a nice little car right into oncoming traffic. They say it's good intentions, I guess. The police department told the Canadian press it's good intentions. People are trying to be courteous to other drivers, but they're unintentionally creating some very dangerous situations on the road. They said back in Prince Edward Island, back in 2016, the police chief of Charlottetown, the province's capital, called out his city for being too nice, and they've caused several accidents in 1 week. They say being too nice and trying to let the other guy go first is not the best way to drive sometimes.
I'd hate to see how they handle roundabouts over there. Alligator with a soccer fetish. This is in South Carolina. This is quite a scene. A pair of wildlife trappers had to be called in to a retention pond in South Carolina because there was an alligator in there. He'd been there for a while now with a soccer ball stuck in his mouth. People had called police and said, "We've seen this gator come around here, and he tried to eat a soccer ball, and he cannot get the thing out of its jaws, and we're concerned about it." Well, the rescuer said this was the rescuer went in there and was able to fix the problem with the gator, get the ball out, but he said this was the first time a gator had actually managed to pull him into the water. He says, "I have to physically catch him like a fish, bring him close enough to where we can then get the snare on him. Once we get the snare on him that's connected to a rope, and then we get a hold on him, and then, you know, then they brought him out of the water, and then they, I don't know if they kicked the ball out of his mouth. I'm not sure how they got it, but they removed the soccer ball, and the gator was released back into the pond."
And finally, we have the story of a 52-year-old woman who is recovering from a heart attack this past weekend. They say she was overdoing it, but she is going to be okay. The 52-year-old woman from England is a swinger, John, and this past weekend, her and her husband went out to something called the Swingfields Festival in Worcestershire, England. And so it's Europe's biggest sex festival, the Swingfields. Well, the woman, she came out there and she was gonna see it and do it all. She wasn't going to hold back. If she's going to make the travel, pay to be there and all that, she's going to enjoy herself. She participated in a bunch of the different events at Swingfields. She was in the jelly wrestling. She was in the nude tug of war. She participated vigorously in several orgies.
Wait, is it the jelly wrestling?
Jelly wrestling, nude tug of war, and the orgies. And she was working so hard, she had a heart attack.
Yeah,
One witness said she was overdoing it.
Well, that's a lot back to back to back. You got jelly wrestling followed by the tug of war,
and then the other tug of war, where you're getting pulled in all directions. They say the good news is she survived and she's recovering. And even though the heart attack briefly made the 700 or so swingers take a break at the festival, things quickly got back to action after she.
I can't believe it's
was
news.
Deemed to be okay.
Oh, she was back in the game right away.
Well, no, at least the 700 others went on without her.
Yeah, I think they should really, before you get into that, there should be doctors checking you out and making sure that you're in shape, you're in condition to participate in all these events. Just to swing, I would think, just to swing, you probably should have a note from the doctor.